This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So we got another hour left in the show. We're going to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. We got a full block of calls, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up first?
Tracy is in South Carolina.
Tracy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I put your show on, and I'm hoping that you can help me with a problem that I always seem to have with some indoor herbs and things that I can never seem to grow.
Okay.
Outdoors, I have no issues. I was from the north, came down to the south, so I thought I would maybe try to do some mint or lavender or dill in some indoor pots, which, you know, I know other people have done, and for some reason they stay alive and healthy for a few weeks to maybe a month, and then they seem to die. So I don't know if there's, you know, a different soil that would work better, or if I'm watering too much or too little, if it's the light that I don't have them in enough sunlight or too little. I don't know the right mix to, you know, help them thrive. I feel horrible, you know, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Understandable. So, you know, one of the things with, you know, the herbs that you'd be bringing inside, they'll take as much sun as you can really give them on the majority of them. You know, in a full sun, south-facing window would be perfect to do.
Okay.
That I see no problem with. Just as much sun as possible. And it's like 90% of the herbs, maybe even more than that, that would work that well. Okay. Now, as far as watering, how are you watering and how often?
So this is what I don't know if it's wrong or right. I was just kind of feeling the soil. If it feels, you know, a little bit dry, I was watering. If it feels sort of moist, I mean, that's where I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm watering too much, too little. I don't know if there's a science. To me, I'm just kind of doing like the touch method. If it feels, you know, not exactly, I guess, moist enough, I'm just kind of putting a little water in, but I don't know, you know, and again, I don't know if I should have them in a pot that like drains at the bottom or one that has like the self-watering type of thing at the bottom. I'm not sure if...
Yeah. So,
you know, I don't have much of a green thumb, I guess, with this.
that's perfectly all right. So what you can, what I like to do when it comes to watering anything, I like to do a deeper soaking so it'll last a little bit longer. So you're not always chasing the next watering, right?
Okay.
So something along the lines of the, you know, they're in pots. You can bring them into the sink or the bathtub, something like that. You know, bathtub might be a little extreme, the pressure that comes from the water, from the spout there, but you get the idea, somewhere where it's going to be contained, the water inside. I like to have any container I use be able to drain easily. So that the water can go through. Now, when you're watering them, if you water and the water just goes right through, the plant is really dry. What we're looking to do is when you water it, the water will slowly seep through the plant itself instead of just going right through. So sometimes the way I look at it is with containers, I water them 2 to 3 times when I do water it versus just once and being done with it. So I water it the first time, let the water absorb into the plant, leave it there a couple minutes, and then I water it a second time. You'll notice that the water will seep in a little bit slower than prior. Okay. And then usually the third time, it's just kind of sitting there and going through that way. So that's why, you know, I do it multiple times. It's not just like a one and done type thing.
Okay. So basically you're kind of fully soaking the soil and then doing it again. And then what would you suggest then? Like maybe like a, just an average size pot for say like one or two, you know, sections of like a lavender plant, something like that, once a week, you think, or once every like week and a half, or
so
what would you think the average would be?
So if you're moving them into more full sun, it could be a couple times a week. It might not be, you know, once a week or twice a week. There's no real, depending upon the sun and the warmth and everything, there's no real way to say, all right, just water once a week. It's more of, you know, could be every few days. It could be, it could end up being once a week. You know, that would be in the colder periods of the season when it's not as hot outside. The sunlight isn't as warm to be getting in there. So just
see,
make
sure
that...
I think I probably wasn't watering enough. I think I was probably thinking that full soaking was probably not good for the roots, which you're probably telling me the opposite. It was probably that they were probably a little bit starving for water.
Yeah, and once you start to get them established with the water, then they can start you can start fertilizing them a little bit more, building up the root system that way. So I think I think that's part of it. But I think, you know, deeper soakings is the way to go when it comes to pretty much any plant in general. They like them. They can rely on the water a little bit longer. They're not looking for that next watering to come. They're not always going into like a shock, if you will, each time. So I think that.
And you touched on something really quick. I know you have other callers, but you mentioned like a nutrient. Is there any type of like a weekly or monthly, like a nutrient I can add onto there, like an Osmocote? I mean, I know that's like for outdoor plants, but is there anything along those lines that I could use for like indoor herbs or anything?
You could actually use Osmocote. They have an indoor and they have a veggie type. That's a slow release that'll sit there for almost like three months or so. There's another product out there called Protolizer from Natural Alternative. You can get it online at naturalalternative.com. This is a plant activator. It basically helps grow stronger roots, helps reduce like the plant loss. It helps any of the shock that's happening. You can do it, you know, monthly with the plant, and it works together with the fertilizer you're putting down. So it's actually like a 1-2 punch. It's called naturalalternative.com, and it's 100% organic, so adding it to your herbs and veggies is no problem. It's not going to hurt you by any means. It's actually going to help you more than hurt you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate all your help. Thank you.
No problem, Tracy. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jennifer's in Massachusetts.
Jennifer, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about a red Japanese maple that we planted mid-June, and I know we probably planted it at a tough time because it's been so dry, but so when we planted it in June, we were super vigilant about watering it every single day. The nursery had kind of told us how to take care of it, and then I started to notice it started to just look not happy.
Mm-hmm.
The outsides of the leaves weren't really like crisp and not really nicely formed, kind of a little bit broken, and then I started to notice some little brown spots in it. So I contacted the nursery in Hadley where we bought it from, and he told us to stop watering it every single day, but water it every other day with a slow trickle. And then he suggested Super Thrive, and to do that, a 5-gallon bucket with 2.5 teaspoons once a week. So I've been doing that for about a month, and I was seeing, I guess I want it to look really beautiful, and it's only about 5 feet, you know, but I'm really kind of babying it. But I'm just not seeing, like, it's just not really looking really healthy, and I just want to make sure that I'm not doing anything wrong or that it survives, you know. Any advice about that?
Yeah, so we're going to get to a break here, so I want you to hang tight because I have a lot to say and what you can do. So bear with me. We're about 30 seconds away, but I want to get into this a little bit. I do have one follow-up question. Do you water before you put that Super Thrive in?
So I mix the 2.5 teaspoons with a 5-gallon bucket of water, but I don't water previous to that.
Okay. So I'm going to go over that a little bit on the other side of the break and what else we can do to make this thrive. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back here in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Jennifer in regards to her Japanese maple. It's been having some, had a few issues here and there, and went to the garden center, and they recommend using Super Thrive when they were watering. Now, definitely the way to go, but one thing I want to suggest for you, and I think will be helpful for you, is to actually water your plant prior to using that Super Thrive. Reason being is if the plant is has any sort of shock or it has any, it's dry, something like that, it doesn't easily take the water up quickly. Okay? So what I want you to do is the day before or even that morning, heavily water the plant with a trickle. Leave the hose on it. Leave it about there half hour, even 45 minutes, to be honest with you. Just let it sit on the Japanese maple so that the plant will absorb the water. Then I want you to use that Super Thrive. Okay? One of the reasons why I say this is when a plant is super dry, the water goes right through. Now put the Super Thrive in there, and it's just going to go right through. Some of it will get into the plant, but if it's super dry, it's not getting there the way that you want it to be. Okay? So we're just giving it a little bit of extra help to get to exactly where we want it to be versus going through the soil. So that would be something I would definitely be looking at doing. The Super Thrive is great for adding to the soil. It's going to help its root system help develop. So I see it as nothing but beneficial for it. Mm-hmm. The deep waterings and the soakings are ideal for anything like that because it will help it come back. We've had so much, so much heat, so much. We haven't had enough rain that plants are in shock, and that's kind of what's going on with it.
Yeah, that's what exactly what they had said.
You know, you're doing everything the right way. The one thing I just like to see you do is add, you know, the watering before you put the Super Thrive in to allow the water to really, to allow that Super Thrive to really hit the root system. There comes a point when you start to see that roots, the plant start to kick back a little bit. You're starting to see that it's looking better, that you'll move that Super Thrive from every week to every 2 to 3 weeks. You don't want to put too much of it in it. But I think at the way you're doing it right now, adding the watering before is going to really push that for it.
Okay.
The other thing I want to see you do in the next few weeks is I want you to use Tree Tone from Espoma. Tree Tone is a granular that'll go in the drip line of the tree. You'll use it at half the rate is what they say on the package. I know you planted it this spring, but the roots have started to push out. So however wide the tree is, that's your drip line. Kind of where you, it might be a little bit thinner, but kind of where you dug the hole. Maybe just go a little bit further out. However wide the tree is, you put that Tree Tone into the soil at half the rate.
Okay.
So if it says 1 pound, you're using half a pound, okay? You don't want to push too much growth in the fall, but you want to give the plant something so that it goes into the winter with some sort of nutrients stored up to it. Also,
okay. Who makes that Tree Tone, Patrick?
Espoma.
Okay.
Okay, and you should be able to find that at the same garden center. Espoma is all over the place. They're the perfect organic product for what you're looking for there. The other thing is continue to water until the ground freezes. The same way, deep soakings. You don't have to use the Super Thrive every time, but deep soakings. Leave the hose on a trickle. Let it sit there half hour, 45 minutes, and let it just soak in there. What it's doing is it's pushing the roots deeper into the soil because the water is going to slowly seep in and go deeper, so the roots are going to search for it, allowing it to become more drought tolerant long term. So it might seem like you're flooding it, but 30 to 45 minutes on a trickle is going to be perfect to really help it.
And you're saying until the ground is frozen, so like
yes.
It could be November. So.
Yep. Just keep going. All right. Good luck.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's brother has died at 71. Robert Trump had been ailing for months and was reportedly gravely ill when he met with President Trump on Friday at a New York City hospital. His cause of death has not been disclosed. Robert Trump worked for the Trump Organization and was recently in the news leading the lawsuit against his niece to prevent the publication of a book about the Trump family. President Trump considering pardoning perhaps the world's best-known leaker, Edward Snowden. The president making the comment yesterday at a news conference in New Jersey.
There are many, many people. It seems to be a split decision. Many people think that he should be somehow treated differently, and other people think he did very bad things.
The former NSA contractor has been living in exile in Moscow for 6 years. This is USA Radio News. Hundreds of thousands of California residents experienced a second day of rolling blackouts yesterday, largely because of a continuing heat wave. PG&E says the power went out at about 6:30 last evening after the California grid operator declared a Stage 3 electrical emergency due to such high demand. The last time California ordered rolling blackouts was during the state's energy crisis of 2001. Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump want kids back in school this fall for several reasons. Telling reporters in West Virginia yesterday,
"We really do believe it's best for our kids. It's best for children with special needs, learning disabilities, nutrition programs that are available. President Trump and I believe, as you do, we need to get our kids back to school this fall."
The Democratic National Convention begins tomorrow night, a virtual affair because of the pandemic. It'll run for the next four nights from 9 to 11 Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. Get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Yep, it's Sue from Rochester.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, hello. I'm trying to get back to get off of the... oh, dear. Take it off of speaker. Can you hear me okay?
Well, we can hear you perfect.
Oh, great. Well, then we'll just keep it like this. So, huh? Packer. So, quick question. I've got some hedges that at a commercial job that I'm doing, and I have, obviously, I need to go buy a hedge trimmer, but my question is, I wait and trim those hedges later? Is now a better time? When's the best time to trim hedges? And I think they are boxwood.
Okay. So the best time, to be honest, to trim any hedge would be before, like, July 1st. And later on in the season when it's not as hot. Okay. You can prune them a second time during the year. So one of the reasons why they say early in the season is so they can have that regrowth for you, so that it will pop up in the hot parts of the season. It can burn them, like a yew bush. If you're cutting and shaping in the middle of the summer, you might start to see some brown happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Same thing with sometimes with boxwoods. If you go too deep, it can turn it brown, but that can be turned around with enough water taken care of, prior, but I would wait a few weeks. At this point, maybe 2 to 3 weeks, beginning of September, to really fix any hedges like that. When the temperatures are a little bit closer to each other, when they're not, from the highs and lows. We've had some of those highs where it goes from like 99 down to like 60-something. That's too much of an extreme. The plants are still kind of like, okay, what's going on here? And they kind of go into shock. Whereas going forward, we're looking at some mid to low 80s to the 60s. So it's a little bit less of an extreme, but it's going to get closer and closer. So I'd be waiting a couple more weeks, 2-3 weeks, to really wait before I would trim any hedges like that and do like a heavy pruning on it.
Okay.
All righty?
Yep, sounds very good. Thank you for that information, and it makes a lot of sense. So I know better.
All right, Sue. Well, good luck. And, you know, you can be done twice in a season. So if you do it early to really make it look good for that summer season, and then any of the new growth later so it can continue growing for you long term.
Right. That sounds great. Well, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sue. Have a great one.
Right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. We do have some more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Rose is in Boston.
Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. My question is about a rhododendron. We had a rhododendron that died, and so we're replacing it with a new rhododendron. I know it's very dry out there, so probably will have to keep watering it almost daily. Can we put the new rhododendron in the same hole that the old rhododendron that died had?
Of course, you just need to, you know, it's all about the watering and making sure you can get those deep soakings in there. So when you're watering it, leave the hose on a trickle and let it sit there for a half hour, 45 minutes to really develop it that way. So it's really all about that, you know, the watering and what you can do to take care of it. I'd like to see you get rid of as much of, like, the old root system or anything. As long as that's out of there, I don't see a problem. So I don't see a problem with it going in there. What I'd like to see you also do is just add some new compost to the soil. You know, mix it about, like, 50-50 with the existing soil that's already there. So that between the two, you're getting a nice, rich soil to build... To build the root system going forward. The other thing I'd like to see you do is use Biotone Starter from Espoma. Biotone Starter, it's actually a fungus, but a beneficial fungus that attacks the root system in such a way to allow it to have more of like the hairier roots. And those hairier roots will get water easier, fertilizer easier, that type of thing to get a stronger hold on the system. But it's going to give it that good start to start growing the plant.
Is Biotone Starter good for all plants?
For anything that you're starting to grow. From the beginning part of it, there's other fertilizers you can use longer in the season, especially for rhododendrons. So next year in the spring, you would want to use Hollytone. Hollytone is perfect for your rhododendrons, your evergreens, anything that likes acidic soil. But this Biotone Starter is perfect to start anything that you're putting into the ground.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay.
Sure. We had some forsythia that we should have trimmed earlier in the season. Is it a bad thing to just do it right now, or should we wait another month or so?
I'd wait a few more weeks, allow the temperatures to drop a little bit so they're not so hot. When you prune it, the plant will absorb some of it goes back to the root system. The water that's in it it shocks it a little bit. It'll absorb some of the the heat, if you will. It's not going to actually absorb the heat, but you know what I'm saying. It shocks it a little bit. So I'd wait a little bit more time, maybe 2-3 weeks, allow the temperatures to get closer to each other, and then prune it.
Okay, now one other question.
Sure.
We have a whole bunch of knockout roses that are ordinarily very beautiful, but a couple of them are blooming and some of them are not blooming. We did fertilize them, and do we do that monthly? How often do we fertilize them?
So you could probably put another dose of fertilizer just based on what time of the season it is with Rose Tone. Rose Tone from Espoma is a great one. It helps, give something back to the plant. So I definitely think you still have time for that to happen. So look for that Again, it's from Espoma. It's called Rose Tone. That would definitely help. And if you can't, you know, if you can't get something like that, or you want to use like a liquid fertilizer, you could use like a Neptune's Harvest. That would be fine to do. They have a fruit. They actually have like a rose and flower. But I always like their Old Reliable, their Fish and Seaweed in the blue bottle. That's a really good one.
Oh, okay. I think that takes care of me. Thank you very much. Have a good
All right.
Week.
All right, Rose, you as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I believe we still have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
For sure we do. Anne is in New Hampshire.
Anne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have something stripping my roses of all their leaves, except the ones that are flowered.
Okay, so is it so leaves just sitting on the ground, or are they chewed, or do you see them at all?
No, they're just all gone.
Okay, so something's eating them, basically, then. What type of roses are they?
You know, it's a variety, and just different ones I picked up here and there over the years.
Okay, but they're all losing them at the same time.
Yeah, all except, as I said, the ones that are flowering right now don't seem to be losing theirs.
Okay, so the ones that are flowering aren't. Do they turn yellow prior, or do they just...
No, they're just gone.
Okay. You're not noticing anything on them at all,
no.
Are you?
No, I suspect maybe it's grasshoppers.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that would be the case, but it could be... Do you have any... Are you seeing any, like, animals in the yard?
No. And this happens every year.
Okay. So one of the things I would see, does it like skeletonize the leaves, or is it just the complete leaf is gone?
Well, the complete leaf is gone, just the bare stem.
Okay. So it seems like something's eating them, like an animal or something like that, because so with like a caterpillar or a beetle or like any of the sawflies, that type of thing, they would be chewing on the leaves first. And it would almost seem skeletonized. Same thing with the beetle. Like a sawfly, you would see like skeletonized leaves, but it would be like trails on them. I'm trying to think what else it could be. So it just seems like when they're being, you know, when the leaves are just completely gone, something like pest-wise is taking them. So I'd almost think you have like a rabbit or something like that.
Well, there hasn't been anything bothering anything in my garden at all. So if there was a rabbit, it would be in the garden.
Okay. Cause it's just the way you're describing it is the leaf is completely gone. There would be something there. There would be some sort of, part of it. You know, because usually when the insects would be skeletonizing it or leaving part of it behind. You know, they usually, most rabbits or bunnies, sometimes even squirrels will just take everything from it. So that's why I was leaning that way versus an insect. You know, it could be happening. Does it almost like happen like overnight?
Yeah.
So I really feel like something's coming in and eating them. I'd be taking a look at using some sort of repellent in the area because with the leaves completely gone, they're just chewing them up and going with them. So maybe it's looking at something like a deer and rabbit repellent. To spray the plant with or to put like a granular around the plant.
I have used the deer repellent all the years and it hasn't made a bit of difference.
Okay, what have you used in the past?
One that was deer and rabbit.
Okay. Well, so I think what you could be taking a look at doing is using like a combination of them, using the granular and the liquid form and having multiple scents there. You could also look for like predator urine sprays, like a coyote urine. Those are types that the animals will smell that and be fear, have that fear that a coyote's in the area. And so they sell them in a liquid bottle, but you get like a medicine bottle almost with a cotton swab placed in there, make a little bit of a hole and have the cotton swab absorb the liquid, and it just gives off a smell in the area. So I think that I really think it has to do with a pest that's doing this, not an insect. An insect would leave something there for you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, good luck, Ann.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll wrap up the show. So hang tight with us.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. I wanted to follow up real quick on the last call. I did a little bit more research because I just like to know what else is going on. But Ann could have what's called a rose slug. Rose slugs will actually devour the plant completely overnight almost. So that could be part of it, and that's why she's seeing it. It's called a rose slug. And I bet you might see that or some small caterpillars underneath the leaves during the day. So take a look out there. But you can get rid of them with insecticidal soap or a neem oil, that type of thing to be using. So I apologize. I kind of went all in on it being a, you know, a rabbit or something along those lines. But just with a little bit more, I think it's a rose slug. So insecticidal soap would work there. Let's get back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Ken is in Cape Cod.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm growing butternut squash and cucumbers in smart pots using cocoa core soil.
Okay.
And I augment that at the beginning with fertilizer and Spoma vegetable fertilizer. But my problem is that when the blossoms drop off, and it'll form the cucumber or the squash, then it'll turn yellow and just fall off. I've had some of them have developed fine. I've had beautiful cucumbers, but others are deformed. They almost turn into a circle, or the cucumber is fat at one end and thin at the other. I was wondering what I'm doing wrong.
could have a little bit to do with watering. How often are you watering, and how are you watering?
I water every morning with a watering can, and I put a little over two gallons of water into each 15-gallon smart pot.
So I'd like to see you actually water a little bit more than that on the plants. Maybe do two, you know, the 2 gallons on each, let it sit, and then do it a second time in the morning to let the plant absorb a little bit. I'd also like to see you add a fertilizer to it. Maybe use something along the lines of Neptune's Harvest, the fish and seaweed. That's really good.
About every 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, I put on that Espomer vegetable fertilizer.
Okay. I'd like to see a liquid fertilizer as well added to it. The liquid would absorb it really quicker. And so Neptune's Harvest is a great one. They have a fish and seaweed or a tomato and veg. Either one of those would be fine. But adding it to the watering, that'll absorb into the plant and really help it. I think it's a combination of watering and that. So a little bit more water and some liquid fertilizer I think will go a long way on this one.
Do you think I'm too late in the season for
I don't think so. I think we still have plenty of season left. We at least have probably about 6-7 weeks left, really. We usually will stay warm into October, November. So I still think you have plenty of time.
All right. I thank you very much this morning.
All right, Ken. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We'll try to squeak in this last call, as long as this is a quick question. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna's in Hoburg.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you, Patrick. I have a perennial garden. I have two perennial gardens. I put some new lumen from a reputable place this year.
Yep.
All my perennials, from about the bottom third up, the leaves turned gray, brown. I didn't see any bugs. I went out a couple of times. I water constantly. I don't know what it is. Is it the loom? And do I pull those perennials up and try again? But there's no green really on them.
You said it was gray and then it turns brown?
No, it's brown, totally brown.
Okay.
They stack
so
from the bottom.
Yep. So I would look at how you're watering, heavier watering from the base of the perennials, letting the water sit on there. Overhead sprinklers sometimes can do that. Thinning out some of the branches, thinning out some of the branches on the lower parts so the air will flow through a little bit. But I think watering from the base of the plants, letting it sit on a trickle in those areas, maybe even getting like a soaker hose to put around the plants, that might work easier for you. And fertilize with some sort of liquid fertilizer. Neptune's Harvest is a great one.
Okay.
But I don't think it's the loom. I think it's the way you're watering from the overhead. You want to get it on the ground, and I think you'll be successful, okay?
Great. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. That'll wrap up the show. Till next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. It's perfect weather for it. We'll see you soon.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.